The words Yersinia pestis probably won't mean much to many. It's the formal name for the bacteria known for causing bubonic plague, and it's the bacteria in a weakened form that authorities believe may have contributed to the death of a medical researcher at the University of Chicago in mid-September. Yersinia pestis is of great interest to the government, of course. In the wrong hands, in its stronger form, the bacteria can lead to many deaths. In order to prevent those deaths, the government needs to release the bacteria into hands it can trust and allow the trustworthy to culture it. The government likely doesn't want to get too specific in publicly available materials, so there's not much in the U.S. code or in federal regulations about precisely how the bacteria is to be handled, or by whom, or what should happen if it's mishandled. But it's possible to learn something about government response from the cases involving those who found themselves in legal trouble related to their handling of the bacteria. One such person, affiliated with a university in Texas, did work funded in part by the Food and Drug Administration. The FDA gives away grant money for research and clinical trials on the safety and effectiveness of drug products for the treatment of human plague. An announcement about the grants from a few years back explained that it's part of the FDA's counterterrorism efforts. But things can and did go wrong. In that case from Texas, the researcher, working with plague patients from Tanzania, reported that 30 vials of the bacteria were missing from his lab. As the court hearing a criminal case against the researcher explained, within hours, the FBI descended upon the scientist's research facility to investigate. Turns out that he'd accidentally destroyed the vials, the court wrote, but the investigation and the worry began mighty fast. The second case involved an Ohio man who didn't have government permission to handle the bacteria. Nonetheless, he claimed to have the required certificate and a lab, so he somehow was able to order 3 vials in the mid-1990s. When the seller began to get suspicious about the man's credentials, authorities acted quickly. The Centers for Disease Control notified the Ohio Department of Health, which called the local health department at 4 p.m. that same afternoon. Local health officials contacted police about an hour later, and at 1 a.m. the following morning, police arrived at the man's house dressed in hazardous materials suits and armed with a search warrant. After all that, we hope that plague bacteria protocol has been stepped up. It's not clear from the news reports what happened in the Chicago case once officials realized that the researcher may have been infected with the weakened form of the bacteria, one that the University of Chicago reports did not require strict government approval for use in research. But in some cases, the Code of Federal Regulations provides that anyone who has the plague or is within its incubation period needs special permission from the Surgeon General of the United States to travel. All this work to keep the bacteria from the public must be doing some good. A CDC report says that only 5 to 15 people are infected with the plague each year in the United States. I'm Amy Guida.